just want to share just a little thought with you. And the thought I want to share from today is just, it's time to believe. It's time to believe. Hallelujah. The Bible says that for everything there is a season and a time for every activity under the sun. There was a time for you to be here tonight. This was an appointed time by God that you would be here today. But there's a time for everything. In the book of John, there was a man, and it says that he was a government official and that his son was very sick. And he had heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, and he begged Jesus to come to his town to heal his son who was about to die. And as I listen to the testimonies today, and I listen to Daniel, and I listen to Lionel, and I said, Lord, what it must have felt like to know that your son was just in despair and not knowing what to do, how to fix it. But he cried out and asked Jesus to come and to heal his son, because he was going to die if Jesus did not come. And Jesus began to talk to this man and kind of started to have a conversation that this man really wasn't maybe looking for at that moment, because he was like, I'm desperate. I need you to do something now. I'm kind of in a hurry, Jesus. And Jesus began to say to him, he said, will you never believe in me unless you see miraculous signs and wonders? And this man said, Lord, please come now before my little boy dies. How many of us have found ourselves in a situation where we cry out to God, if we've never cried out to him before, but we find ourselves in a place like so many have shared today, where we're so desperate and so needy and so wanting God to move. And we know that if he doesn't move, that our situation can go from bad to worse. And we don't have a lot of time, and we just say, God, I just need you to do something right now. Right now. You know, maybe this man was kind of pricked in his heart because Jesus said, will you never believe in me? And it just made me to know that this wasn't the first time that this man had heard about Jesus. This wasn't the first time that he knew of Jesus's power. Because not too long before that, Jesus had performed a miracle right in his area. But at that time, he wasn't really in need, and he didn't need Jesus like he needed Jesus right now. So maybe he really didn't think much about believing in Jesus at that time. But at this moment, this was a situation where he knew he needed Jesus. He needed Jesus. He didn't need to counsel with Jesus at this moment. He didn't want to get a speech. He just was like, I need you to come to my house right now, Jesus. I need you to come. You know, the Bible doesn't say a whole lot about this man either. It doesn't go into his background or his religious belief or anything like that. Or even if he was worthy of Jesus coming to his house. It just says that he needed Jesus at that moment in time. The fact that he came to Jesus was that he knew that Jesus had something. Jesus was able to change his situation. Sometimes we are put in a hard place, but not to crush us, but just because it'll drive us to the place, to the one who can change our situation. Even as we've heard tonight, Lionel talked about how he had felt like he just messed up his life and there was no way that he could fix it, but it drove him to a place where he had to cry out to Jesus. Then Jesus said to the man, he said to the man, go back home, your son will live. And then the Bible says, and the man believed what Jesus said, and he started home. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? At that moment, the Bible says he believed what Jesus said. Many of us have been in churches and have had people in our lives who have told us about the gospel and have told us that Jesus is what we need, but we didn't feel that we were in a place where we really needed Jesus, even though they said we needed Jesus. But sometimes when you finally come to the end of yourself, of what you are able to do and what you are able to fix and what you are able to kind of work out, you find yourself in a place where you too know, I need Jesus. And then at that point, you're willing to believe him when he says, I'm a healer. You're willing to believe him when he says that I can heal your hurt. You're willing to believe him when he says, I'm willing to put your family back together. See, it's at that point in time, and God knows just when that time is, when we are ready and willing to say, Jesus, I believe you. I didn't believe you then, but I believe you now. And God is so patient and so merciful and just pursues us and waits on us until we're ready to say, Jesus, I believe you. And then the man headed home. It says, while the man was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that his son was alive and well. So he didn't even get home yet. And on the way, just because what? He believed Jesus. Somebody got it tonight. Just because he believed Jesus on the way home, before he even got there, Jesus had already fixed what he could not fix on his own. Jesus did it for him. Jesus did it for him. Jesus will do it for you. Jesus did it for them. Jesus did it for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just did one thing. He just believed on Jesus. He asked them when the boy began to get better, because I can imagine in his mind, even, you know, that was such great faith that this man had. Because in my mind, I would have been saying, because he kept saying, come to my house, come to my house, come on, come on, come on. I need you to come to my house, Jesus, right now, because my son is about to die. Like, you don't understand. Okay, I understand. Yes, I need miracles. I need that. But I need you to come now, because if you don't come now, it's going to be too late. Jesus didn't even look at his son. Jesus didn't even pray a prayer. He did not pray a prayer. He said, go back to your house. Your son will live. That's all he did. That is all Jesus did. I can imagine him playing it all out in his mind. Okay, I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm going to tell him my son is sick. He's going to come with me to my house. He's going to lay hands on my son. He's going to say some words, some utterance, some prayer, and my son is going to be healed. But you know that sometimes it just doesn't take all of that. All you need to do is just believe on what God said he would already do. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. You're waiting for someone to come, lay hands, do something. Just believe tonight. Just believe tonight. That's all God wants you to do. Oh my gosh. If you need freedom, freedom from things that have kept you bound, Jesus said, believe tonight. Your freedom is in just you believing. Not you knowing, not you understanding, just you believing. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. Galatians tells us, it says, when the time was right, that God the Father sent his son Jesus. And Jesus was the payment for our sins. We who were separated from God, estranged from God, foreigners to God, that we were given the right because of Jesus' blood on the cross, because of his suffering, because of his sacrifice, we were given the right to now become sons and daughters of the Most High God. And because we are his children, he sent his spirit to live in our hearts and to help us and to teach us who he is and to strengthen us when we are weak and we can't do it on our own, that the strength of the Holy Spirit would come and he would empower us to live this life. It is not impossible to live for Jesus. Yes, I understand that there are so many things around you, people around you, family members around you, co-workers around you, that everybody is saying something opposite of what the Word of God is saying, how we should be or how we're supposed to live. But it is not impossible because he didn't leave you an orphan. He's your father. He sent his spirit to live on the inside of you and give you what you need to know him and to walk and live for him every single day of your life. He will restore to you everything that the enemy has tried to tell you you will never recover. It is a lie. It's a lie because God sent his son, Jesus, for you to believe in somebody greater than you, somebody greater than your problem, somebody greater than your bondage. Jesus is greater. All power and all authority was given to Jesus when he hung on that cross, because he didn't just stay there. See, that's the thing. Jesus didn't just stay on the cross. Jesus was buried, and then he rose again, and he rose with overcoming power for me and for you so that we too could overcome just like he overcame. That's what Jesus did. That's what believing in Jesus will do. For me and for you. For me and for you. I need his power just like you need his power. We need him. We need him. We need him. Jesus is, he gave his life for us. He is responsible for us. A parent is responsible for their children. God is responsible for you. Your well-being, he is responsible for you. For you. He didn't just have you come in here tonight just to sit and to hear music. No, he wants you to know I'm responsible. You belong to me. You belong to me. I want to take care of you. Will you let me take care of you? Will you let me fix those things that you feel are wrong in your life? Will you let me restore you? Will you let me? Will you allow me to be your redeemer? Will you? I've already done it. Will you just let me do it in you? Will you let me do it in you? Just like that man, there was a time for him to believe in Jesus. Today is your time. Today is your time. It's your time to try Jesus for yourself, to believe in him for yourself. For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. I'm going to ask the musicians to come back. But Jesus is saying today is your time. It's your time today. He just wants you to believe. Just believe him. Just believe him. He doesn't lie. He cannot lie. He promised to be a father to you. When he adopted us as his children, when he took us in as his children, we had the right to call him Father, to cry out to him, and everything that we need, he's responsible to do for us. Can we all stand tonight, if you just stand to your feet? Today is your day. Today is your day. If there's a need in your life, if you've never believed on Jesus before, never trusted him with your life, today is your day. If you find yourself struggling with an addiction, today is your day. If you find yourselves enslaved to bondages, to sexual sin, to just habits that you cannot control, today is your day. God wants to set you free today. Not just you, but like this man, the Bible says that he went home. And when he found his son was well, he believed on Jesus. But not only did he believe, but his whole household believed on Jesus. Some people are here tonight. I know that God spoke to my heart that you want your family restored. And God said, today is your day. It's all in Jesus. See, Jesus died on the cross to bring us to a place where we're whole, where we're complete, where we have everything that we need, and it's all in Jesus tonight. If it's your first time coming to the Lord, or if you've been in church for years, or if you've been walking with the Lord and you turned away at some point in time, today is your time to come and meet with Jesus right here. He said, he's here for you. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. 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 There's a song that says, he's real. See, that man didn't know that Jesus was real, but he is. And he may have doubted him before, but he came to a place where he realized, no, Jesus, I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. You can make your way down tonight. I believe you. If you're willing to believe Jesus tonight, just come on down. Just come on down. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. You're his child. He's responsible for you. He wants to do some things in your life. Come down. Come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want you to know tonight that every prayer that you've prayed to the Lord in secret, he's heard every cry. When you're frustrated with yourself, frustrated with the way things are going, frustrated with just not seeing a change in your life, Jesus has heard every cry. And today is a new day. Today is a new day. God wants to change your life. See, when Jesus healed that man's son, he was crying out for his child, but God didn't just, he didn't just come to just heal his son. He came to heal him. And not only did he heal him, but then he changed the man's family. God wants to do the same thing in your life today. He's not just going to change you. Some of you have children. He's going to change your children. He's going to change your family. As we heard today, how one person got saved, and then one, after that one person believed on Jesus, then a mother, a father, a grandmother, a grandfather. God doesn't just stop with you, but he'll use you. Even when you feel that you're not usable. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We don't have to pre-qualify to be children of Jesus Christ. There's no screening of applications. We just come and we believe on his name, and he receives us, and he gives us all the rights and privileges of his children. We become his heirs. You're his heir today. Everything that he died on the cross for belongs to you. The same power, that same resurrection power, the power to overcome sin in your life, it's yours. It's at your disposal. Jesus gave it to you. I'm just going to ask those that are here today, if this is the first time that you've ever responded to an altar or to the front of a church like this, and you want to give your life to Jesus. You're saying, Lord, I believe you, and I'm going to place my life in your hands. Even if this is not your first time, but you've kind of been doing your own thing, and you're saying, Lord, I tried to live for you and do my own thing, and it doesn't work. God, I just want to rededicate my life to you tonight. If that's you, I'm just going to ask you to just raise your hand tonight. We just want to pray with you. There are people around you tonight, and they want to just come alongside you and pray with you. And I'm just going to say a prayer just to help you. But I'm sure you have words that you can say. I'm just going to say a prayer just to help you to get started in this walk with the Lord. So you can just repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you tonight. I know today is my day to believe. So Jesus, I give you my heart. And I ask that you would cleanse me, would heal me, would restore me, Jesus. Make me whole. God, I thank you for dying in my place. I thank you for paying the price for my wrong. And Lord, today, I receive from you your free gift of salvation. You died on that cross for me, and I'm grateful today. Come into my heart. Make me like you. Change my ways. I want to live this life that you've given me for you and you alone. God, I thank you that as I stand today, that I am a new creation in Jesus Christ. All things, all ways, all thoughts are passed away. And today, and today, and today, and today, everything is brand new because of you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.